With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Tax decreases across Queens highlights this year's budget. At the most recent Region of Queens Council meeting, a budget was tabled containing a 3% per $100 assessment drop for residential and commercial property owners in Queens. Properties in Liverpool will now pay $1.93 per $100 residential and $3.03 per $100 commercial rates. Outside Liverpool, the amounts range from $1.07 residential to $2.17 commercial, unless the property is in Brooklyn. Property owners there add 6 cents to cover a 4.5-cent area rate for the recreation center and 1.5 cents for the cemetery. Mayor Darlene Norman says following an increase in assessments, councils wanted to provide some relief to property owners.
Well, assessments went up somewhat, and the council staff just decided that there's a lot of things that happened last year and they weren't going to happen again, but yet there's room for new things. And with the increase, we were able to put forward a progressive budget.
An area in the budget that saw a dramatic increase was water bills. Council had already approved a base rate increase of 19% and 33% for consumption over the next 3 years. Norman says the first water rate increase in 18 years will bring the municipality in line with what comparable regions across the province are charging.
The water people who did our study for the UARB, the Utility Rates and Review Board, said good municipalities have every year or every so many years, there's a little slight increase. So you don't get something like this happening.
The Queens Community Aquatic Society made a presentation to council regarding the construction of a new outdoor pool. Norman says council will take time to review those materials before deciding how or if they will move ahead with the proposal. Later in the agenda, council voted to repeal the region's vaccine mandate policy to align with the recently lifted provincial COVID restrictions. They also discussed the composition of the steering team who will lead the development of the new library. The 6-member group will include 2 people from South Shore Public Libraries, 2 members of the library board, and 2 library users. A request from the Queens County Historical Society to repaint 2 prominent murals located on buildings in Liverpool will come back for discussion at the next council meeting. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.